There was never any lack of witnesses to the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, which killed all 298 people on board. It happened in broad daylight exactly a year ago on July 17, 2014, in a part of eastern Ukraine that separatist fighters had seized a few months earlier with abundant help from Russia. The names and whereabouts of their leaders are well known. Western and Ukrainian officials have long accused them of shooting down the plane with a Russian-made missile. So the problem is not in finding them, but in bringing them to justice, which will be nearly impossible without Russia's help, and that help has not usually been forthcoming. Take, for instance, the Russian paramilitary group known as the Don Cossacks, which enjoys the financial support and legal recognition of the Russian state. From May until November of last year, the commander of this group, Nikolai Kuzitsyn, was in charge of a patch of territory in eastern Ukraine around the coal mining town of Antritsit, which is about 10 miles down the road from the crash site of Flight 17. On the day of the tragedy, the Ukrainian State Security Service, which is known as the SBU, released what it claimed to be an intercepted phone conversation between Kuzitsyn and one of his fighters. According to the SBU's recording, the fighter reports to Kuzitsyn that they have shot down a civilian plane by mistake. "There's a whole sea of corpses, women and children," the fighter says. The voice, identified as that of Kuzitsyn, does not seem moved by this information. "They shouldn't have been flying," the voice says. "There's a war going on here." While he could easily have dismissed the recording as a fake, Kuzitsyn later admitted that it was genuine. In a November interview with Vice News, he said that it captured his reaction to the news of a civilian airliner being shot down over his territory. The Vice correspondent, Simon Ostrovsky, then asks the commander who shot down the plane. Kuzitsyn gives an impish smile and says, "A missile." "And who fired the missile?" "No comment," Kuzitsyn says. Though these remarks are hardly proof of his involvement, Kuzitsyn's apparent knowledge of the circumstances surrounding the crash would seem to make him a person of interest to any investigation. It would not be hard to find him. Kuzitsyn left his base in Antransit and went back to Russia for what he called an extended holiday. He is now based in the western Russian city of Novocherkassk, where he often gives interviews to local news outlets, including one rambling discussion of current affairs posted online this month. Ever since the plane was shot down, Russia has bristled at any suggestion that its proxy militants were responsible, so it would not look kindly on foreign attempts to implicate Russian citizens. That much became clear earlier this month when Malaysia called for the UN to create an international tribunal to seek justice in the case of Flight 17. One of the purposes of such a tribunal would be to ease the process of calling witnesses and arresting suspects in various jurisdictions around the world, and the proposed resolution won broad support, including from the Netherlands, whose citizens made up the majority of people killed on that flight. The only objections to the idea came from Russia, whose permanent seat on the UN Security Council gives it the right to block the tribunal's creation. "Personally, I don't see any prospects for these documents," Moscow's ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, said of the Malaysian proposal. "Although civilian airplanes were destroyed before, they never led to an international tribunal, and sometimes they didn't lead to any judicial proceedings at all." Russian President Vladimir Putin reiterated this point on the eve of the catastrophe's one-year anniversary when he took a call from Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. According to a statement on the Kremlin website, Putin told Rutte on July 16th that it would be counterproductive to have an international tribunal take up the case. This article posted by Simon Schuster.